Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. I love what I do, and I love days like today. You know, I wake up in the morning on Thursdays, for those of you that may or may not know this. Well, some of you are listening to my 8 o'clock show. It's like at about 100,000 listeners now. But I wake up at 8, and on Thursdays I have like an 8 o'clock, a 10 o'clock, an 11 o'clock show. And so 8 o'clock, of course, is on Voice America. But here's the thing. I also have a Wednesday night show at 6 o'clock on BBS radio. So it's kind of like this condensed time, this Wednesday night, then Thursday morning, and then Thursday at 10 and 11. And what I've come to know and realize is that I get to talk to some of the most incredible people. And there are days that I think about my journey and I think about my dream. And I think about where I want to go with it and what the next thing is mine to do. And trust me, I don't make these decisions myself. I always go to spirit and ask what is mine to do today. But then when I get the idea of it, it's not like you bam, you go next and you implement it. That's what today's show is about. But in my life, I get last night to talk to one of the, you know, first and foremost, speakers, people on urology and the, you know, women's health around urology. This morning I get to talk to, you know, an amazing award-winning, used to be tough as nails criminal lawyer and is now in mediation working and has taught women in the toughest correctional institution in California, how to mediate. Then I get to talk to Michael Shane, who was just here on the show. And I thought, did you see a minute where he got a little something in his throat? I thought he was going to come through with another ruby or something here. And now I get to talk to Dr. Friedemann Chow. And so this is a blessing to be able to do this kind of radio and connect with you listeners. You guys are like the best. Those folks that called in the last show, man, my heart goes out to you. But of all the people I get on the show, Dr. Friedemann Chow always seems to pick a topic that is right smack dab in the middle of some kind of sludge that's going on in my life. I don't know how he does it. I know that I love talking with him. I never really know where this conversation's going to go, but I will tell you, this is a super important conversation for any of us that has any inkling at all about what we want to do in our lifetime. He's joining me here today, and boy, I am telling you that if you have a dream and if you want to get that dream realized, maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to go back to college. Maybe you want to travel. I want to go to Italy. So because Dr. Friedemann's in France now. So I just want to go. I want to spend some time with the family over there. Whatever that is, we're going to tackle it today. Dr. Friedemann Chow is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. And he has been helping people break through to the other side of their dreams, to the other side of their anxiety, to the other side of their depression, their post-traumatic stress disorder, whatever it is, chronic pain. He's been helping people break through to the other side. 4 years. He is a founder of Cellular Wisdom's Breakthrough Program on this. And you know what? This is the real deal. You're going to hear from someone later in today that has worked with him. But today he takes on a topic that I personally want to get some insider information. The power, you ready? The power of the pause. How to maximize the time between the dream and it's realization.
Hey, don't do that. That's like an enemy for
but
us
I'm
here
doing
on radio.
The pause thing.
I know.
Okay, okay. The power of the pause.
Oh. It's hurtful.
It's hurtful in your life.
It's hurtful here in my business, though, because I always like look up and Brian like freaks out too, and we're like, "What was that? What's going on?"
The power of the pause, Dr. Friedman.
See?
Well, it's always great to hear your intros. I love your intros. And actually, it took me a pause to get what you actually were doing. But now I got it, and it cracks me up. So thank you.
Well, I knew it would send Vinny and Brian into like, uh-oh, the yellow light. You've been in here when the yellow light goes on. That is not a good thing. But it's the power of the pause. Okay. I don't know how you pick these topics. Really, I don't. You have a gazillion of them. That's why when I have some of the people that come on the show on a regular basis and they say, oh, I don't know what I'm going to talk about next time, I'm going to tell them to call you.
No problem. Yeah, well, there is life is so rich, you know, and there is so much, I think, to observe and to be aware of. And personally, I think that I choose the topics that are also right now going on in my life. And so for me, the power of the pause was something very important to contemplate and to think about, because I'm in the midst of living a dream, but I'm also in the midst of creating a dream. And so there is this time in between, you know, when you see it coming, but you don't really know how you will get there. You don't really know, is it possible to get there? And that's something that I, you know, have been dealing with for many times. I have many dreams that I thought would be impossible to fulfill, and they have been able to fulfill. But it wasn't necessarily my little German doer mind that said, no, the more, you know, you're planning and the more you're working hard on it, the easier it's going to come. I really had to learn something about that time in between, the time between planting the seed and letting it actually flourish. And that's something I just want to share.
Well, let's talk about this, because it's really interesting that you say that. Let me pick a certain example, and then we'll talk about this. We'll talk about, actually, for those people that don't know where you are, I love technology now. I love it. But where you are. But here is the thing. It's so funny that you picked this topic, because I am at the same place that you are. I'm in a little different place in that you've already done a lot of the things. You really are the pause. You're in the waiting stage. Mm-hmm. I am in the in-between stage between the dream and one or two or three little actions that have to be finished. But it still feels like an in-between stage. Now, I need to know the difference between the pause and procrastination. I do.
Well, you know, it's a very good question, because I think procrastination usually comes from a place of fear, and the pause usually is loaded with the fear of not doing enough. And so you have to somehow force yourself sometimes to go into the pause place. You don't have to force yourself to go into procrastination. That goes easy. But again, that's usually not the place that's the most productive internally. I'm talking about really, you know, the places where you become in alignment with that, what you're actually looking for. And procrastination is the opposite. You're out of alignment. You're avoiding. You don't want to deal with it. And you're afraid. You're afraid of really basically following through with whatever it is what you want to follow through, or you're afraid of pursuing the dream.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about where you are right now. Because love this story. I love this story.
Well, basically right now I am fulfilling a dream that I had for I don't know how long I can remember. I grew up in Germany in the Black Forest, and the Black Forest is very close to the French border. But one of the things that always fascinated me as a child is whenever we went to France just across the border, it took less than an hour to get there. I was in a different world. Everything smelled different. Everything looked different. The signs on the road were different. The radios, of course, sounded different. The lights in the cars were yellow at that time in France, and so they were not white. And, of course, the food was much better. But I just really enjoyed being in France since a little kid, and I always dreamt of, I want to spend time in France a little bit longer. How would it be to actually not just go there for vacation, but but really live there. And so that dream has been with me for a long, long time. And right now I am in France. I'm in the southern part of France in the Provence region in a very tiny little town called Gourde, or, you know, the labor town is Gourde. And basically in the middle of nowhere, we literally have foxes in the garden that are, you know, chasing the birds, and deer come running through, and it's absolutely quiet, and it's in France. So I just am in heaven right now, and the best part is that I'm still doing my regular work. I'm working with clients all over the world via Skype, and I have this routine of my work. And at the same time, I'm really seeing that my heart and my soul are nourished by being here. So it's really wonderful.
Well, I love this story for a lot of reasons. And, you know, part of the conversation is how, Dr. Friedman, how did you get from having the dream to actually live the dream? Because that's what today's show is about. You know, I mean, I can't imagine, like, how many decades you waited for this dream to come true. But the point that I'm trying to make is that, you know, there are things that must have happened in order for you to fulfill this dream. I want to hear what those things are, because it's so important for so many people, you know, that have a dream, not to give the dream up. Because, you know, we get to this place, and believe me, I am number one on the list of people that can do this. We get to this place in our dream, and some days we think, oh my gosh, I think I'm ready. I got that white towel and I'm ready to throw it in. And so today's show is very important on understanding, what do we do when we get to that place? How can we refuel our dream if it needs to be refueled? But more important, what did you learn? What did you learn from living in the pause and finally realizing this dream? Dr. Friedman Schaub joining me here today. We also have, we're going to have one of his folks on the line here later on in the show. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, what was this journey like, and how do we define the pause? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
information, talkradio.com. Transformation TalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
That's a great song.
Dr. Friedemann Schaub in the house. Go to cellularwisdom.com for more information. Thank you, Benny. That was good.
Yep. Don't thank me. Thank Pitbull.
All right. I'll thank Pitbull for
that. Pitbull.
Thanks, yeah. Pitbull. Dude. I like Pitbull's new grooming thing, too. Okay. You got to fill in the blanks, Dr. Friedemann.
Right.
Okay. How did you go from the dream to ending up in France? Now, you didn't tell people, like, how long you're in France. So I think folks need to get a sense. This is not like a drive-by. You're actually living in a house, right?
Right. So we have rented a house for 3 months.
Nice.
And it's, you know, something that we are seriously contemplating to either do more often or just, stay here for longer and see how that goes. It's one of those things where the dream was to stay for 3 months, and the next dream is to see where do we go from here, how can we make that something that's more permanent or something that's at least half in the U.S. and half in France. So that's the next stage of the dream. But how did I get even to that stage of the dream? And it was really a long time coming. So the pause can be anywhere from a week or a day to, it can be, like in my case, to fulfill this dream. It was 4 or 5 years. I mean, not counting the times when I was a child and really wanted to be in France. But there was this, we traveled into this region, we loved the region, and we stayed here for 2 or 3 weeks, and then we came back, and then we went back again 2 years later and still enjoyed it very much, had a different perspective on it. But in the meantime, what happened was that my parents passed away, and I really got this jolt in my system that said, you know, life is very important to savor and enjoy, and I cannot just put it on hold and hide behind the busyness and hide behind that what I think is more important than really fulfillment of the dream. And I think we all have been guilty of that, that we put our dreams on hold and not even looked at them anymore, you know, not even put them into the perspective. So what I did was putting that dream back into the forefront of my mind, and I really enjoyed reading all about it. I really enjoyed daydreaming about it. I really enjoyed having little French days while we were in Seattle and, you know, really kind of quote-unquote pretending we are in France. So there were little things that got us into the mood, that got us into the alignment of, we can do this. This is something that's going to happen. And the beauty about being in the pause and using the pause in a way that is more internal than external, that you somehow open your mind and you open your perspective to actually see opportunities that you haven't seen before. So one day I found in, I think, a book that I actually had brought to one of those trips to France, I found a little a business card, and the business card had the number of a real estate agent on it. And I had no clue, so I looked at the website, and here it was. They actually have houses for rent for, you know, weeks or months, and so I contacted them, and they said, you know, we have exactly that what you're looking for. It just came right here on the market, and it was exactly what we were looking for. So there was kind of a, you know, that's the alignment. Things were flowing once you were actually internally ready to make it happen. And so all those things that needed to happen, like, you know, the technology is now there. 5 years ago, it wouldn't be so easy to work with clients, you know, one-on-one via Skype. Now, this is something that's completely easy to do now. The place opened up, and so there were a whole variety of aspects that fell into place at the perfect time. And what Danielle, my wife, always says is, while you're in the pause, you are actually internally positioning yourself for that dream to be fulfilled.
Wow.
And when I really watch that positioning, it's a very, very powerful place to be in. And it's not about jumping around and looking like crazy, which I used to do. It's this positioning happens more from the inside, and it really is more like feeling guided to do those things. And I, you know, looking back at my life, there are countless examples that made me use the pause in a way that I believe I attracted the dream to come true versus chasing it or forcing it to come true.
Well, you know, and this is really part of what I wanted to talk with you about, because, you know, we are talking about the power of the pause and,
right,
and what it means. And it sounds like, and I love what Danielle said, actually. I mean, it sounds like there is a place of peace that we have to get to. And if we don't get to that place of peace, then the pause is more like the claws and claws away at us. I mean, it becomes very unpleasant and uncomfortable. And what do we do about that?
Well, it becomes very uncomfortable because we are starting to get impatient. You know, we are, you know, I often think about the women that come to me because they haven't become pregnant. And they may be like around 40 or older, and they feel time is running out. And they are approaching the pregnancy with such an intensity and with so much fear and with so much force that their inner system is in a stress mode. And so their body basically in some ways is more in fight and flight than it actually is receptive to have a pregnancy. So that's a really physiological example where you say, well, if you're not in this place of the peace with what is, and then still, you know, focusing on what you want, but at the same time allowing it to happen, you're actually chasing the dream away. And so
that's interesting.
There were many women that I worked with that after they realized I can be at peace with myself and I can allow this to happen, I don't have to force it. And, you know, often there were some subconscious also fears around being pregnant, fears around what it means to be a mother that added on to the stress. But once they were gone and once they were actually basically okay with whether I get to become pregnant or not, I would like to get pregnant, but it's not necessarily a, you know, a make or a break situation. They became pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, the pause is also something that allows you to be at peace with a moment while you're looking at the dream and you're feeling drawn to it, but it's not that what, you know, basically is the only thing that can ever make you happen. And that's the hardest lesson to learn, because if you are having this dream and that's all you focus on and there is nothing else around you, then, of course, you feel like you're in the void. You're in a place where, well, you know, as long as I don't see any evidence that this dream's going to happen, I'm going to get nervous and I'm going to get impatient and then I'm going to doubt that it's ever going to happen and then I'm going to get disappointed and then you get depressed and then you give up on your dream. And so you go into a vicious cycle that I have seen personally for myself many times. And so the pause is this beautiful balance between, on the one hand, looking at the dream and being excited about it, but also looking at what is right now and being appreciative of that. So that's kind of the foundation, the setup for the pause. If you're able to master to be at peace with what is and looking forward to what can be, then you definitely have that right inner balance already. And then
I hope my buddy and teammate Kamisha is listening to this show today. I am hoping she is listening to this show today. How funny that you had to bring up pregnancy. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Our little Kamisha is, as she just said in her Facebook thing, she's like 10 months and 3 days pregnant. So she is in the pause, waiting for this beautiful boy to join the world, right?
Right.
And that has got to be one of the most difficult places to be when everything around you says that the baby should be here on the 5th. Now, the reason that I'm, Kamisha, honey, I am with you, and I hope you listen to what Mr. Friedman Chaub just said today. But this is, and, you know, whether it's a baby or a book, because let's talk about the book, there is a pause that happens. Friedman, I want to talk to you a minute about your book that is coming to the forefront. You have basically, you represent, to me anyway, what people might call in this arena the exception. I don't use that word. I don't believe in it. But you have made writing a book, at least to me, what I know about this, writing a book and getting it published seem to be one of the easiest things that one could do. Now, I say that, and I know that that has been a journey for you to write it, to get it done. But there is, you and Marie Manucherry, both of you, such ease and grace, and have gone against the odds or what people say. The reason I'm bringing this up is because we're so influenced by the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
whether it's having a baby and having the doctor tell you, you know what, you should have had that baby on that date, and you don't.
Right, right.
Or, you know, in my friend's case, her baby was supposed to come later and actually came 3 weeks early. So we have this idea about what should be. How do we get past the shoulds? I want to talk about that when we come back from break. You know, what is it about living in the shoulds that absolutely paralyzes us? What is it about these fictitious dates that we come up with in our lives, these milestones for how things are supposed to happen? You know, it's kind of like I got on the scale today and I thought I would be losing 3 pounds by today and I didn't. I lost one, and we get all down and out. That is not living in the pause. We'll be right back.
To the speakeasy, as soon as my feet hit the door, I had all the tension from the dance floor. Don't you know the menopause?
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the pause. Hey, everybody. Dr. Friedemann Jaub is in the house. What I want to say to everybody out there is that if you want to schedule a session with Dr. Friedemann, very easy to do. Let's give out your toll-free number and also your email and website, Dr. Friedemann.
Yeah, so the website is cellularwisdom.com. In one word, cellularwisdom.com. You can call us at 866-903-6463 or email at info@cellularwisdom.com. And as I said, I'm working via Skype all over the world with clients, so there is no place that you can hide from breaking through your challenges. If you are ready for really tackling them and letting your dream come through and fulfilling your dream, just contact me and we schedule a free phone consultation and can talk about what I can do for you.
You know, I love this. I so love it. Has been, I'll tell you, I love taking this journey with you. I really do. It's so fascinating on what we can learn from each other, Dr. Friedemann. And every time you're on air and the work that you do, there are so many people that listen to the show, ask themselves their own questions about their lives, and then get some answers on how to learn, in today's case, how to use the pause to learn how and what to do the next step. Now, we have someone on the line with us now. Her name is Jen, and she is calling in. This is someone you've worked with, Dr. Friedemann. So how about we bring Jen on?
Great. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for sharing a little bit of your story and your pause and how that all worked out for you.
Yeah, I'm really honored to be here. Thank you.
So, Jen, I think, I don't know if you want to start sharing a little bit, but one of the things that actually happened was while I was in France, I got an email from Jen, and she told me all these amazing things that had happened in the time since I last saw her, and the beauty about it was exactly those things that we have talked about and worked on. And really, I think, Jen, you know how it is to be in a pause.
Wow.
And I think you really utilize the pause. So if you would say, what were the dreams and what were the things that you really wanted to achieve and really somehow didn't find yourself able to?
Well, I think primarily the first thing I would say is I'm an extrovert and I'm a twin, and so I've never been good at being alone. And so my biggest challenge was that I was having a very hard time finding a partner, and just going through a lot of ways that I was willing to settle just to have someone else in my life, even though it actually was pretty hurtful to me because it wasn't what I was looking for. And they were all nice guys. They just weren't my guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that, next to defining myself as an extrovert, was really defining myself by my job. And I was in a job that was really hurtful as well, where I was not being utilized in a way that was using my strengths. Instead, I was an executive assistant, and it was really, really hard for me because I'm really a teacher, and working, like creating someone else's experience, was really hard for me. Instead of helping people understand how to learn, was and I don't know if I'm explaining that right. The way that I say it is that I was filling up the tanks on the dock, and I know how to land a boat, and I know how to drive a boat, but I didn't have a boat. All I was doing was filling up everybody else's tanks.
Right.
So it was really challenging for me to watch everyone do their thing and just help them do it and not actually be able to participate. And so that was really, really very hard. And then I had some friends that were around a lot, but not particularly nice to me. And I just let it happen. And so that's when I came to see you and feel like you gave me the almost the permission to let myself experience the kind of free fall that I needed to do when I left the job and stopped dating every guy that I, you know, I just stopped dating anybody and really looked at who I was more. And so what I realized I was doing was trying to, and this is, of course, a very childish analogy as well, but I was trying to make dots and stripes match, and they just don't. You know, it works for kids, but it doesn't work for adults. And so I was trying to make that outfit match, and it wasn't working. So I need to figure out that really I just like stripes, and I need to stop trying to put dots with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think the whole struggling for you to, you know, to get what you wanted and to not feeling that it actually was fulfilling, but you didn't really know how to change it. So you went into an external rather than an internal journey. Mm-hmm. I think that was also having a toll on your body. I mean, you struggled physically as well, and you had some allergies and all these kind of things, which I think, you know, for many people out there, it's a sign of also being in that stress mode and being out of this place of alignment. And so, yeah, I mean, you could say I gave you permission or forced you to think about a pause and really go internal and say, okay, what is it actually, what is the common denominator of all those dreams that I am not able to fulfill? And of course, you know, it was you, but how would you say was your relationship to yourself? You know, were you actually feeling in alignment with yourself? Were you feeling that you valued yourself to even receive what you wanted? Or do you feel actually that was a mismatch as well?
Well, that was kind of where I was going to go next, was the pause for me. And this is where you led me, was that it wasn't as hard to redefine myself as I thought it would be. It was more about recognizing that I don't like dots instead of the stripes, right? And so really looking at my flaws, I don't know if I'm answering your question, but
no, you do good.
Looking at my flaws and accepting them, but also, which I hadn't been doing before, was I knew my strengths, but I wasn't honoring them at all by accepting dots, right? And so it's really about, for me, my experience is that I just needed to learn that it was okay for me to just like stripes. It doesn't hurt anybody's feelings for me not to like dots, right?
Right.
I don't have to accept wearing stripes and dots together. I can actually just focus on the things that I like, and it doesn't hurt anybody. It only hurts me not to. And so I think that's the piece of healing that I needed, was to understand that that I could redefine myself, and it doesn't do anybody any harm, and it only suits me. You know, it only helps me.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's one of those things where you probably had to really gain also a greater understanding of your worthiness to say, I can allow myself to do this. And like you said, it doesn't hurt anybody and it doesn't take away anything from anybody. But you have experienced your own challenges of impatience, of doubt, is it ever going to happen? What would you say you learned from those challenges? How would you say you mastered this, you know, the phases of impatience and doubt?
Well, I actually made a list of those things because I actually wanted to thank you for helping me find these. And the first and most important one was to foster faith in the possibility of positive change. I had a very hard time believing that if I stopped defining myself based on everybody around me, that there would actually be a definition of me, right? And so just the faith that positive change can happen in that space where it feels like a vacuum once you've let go of everything. It feels like a vacuum. There's no question. But the faith is what fills in the gap there, right? The second thing is that I needed to understand that it's not even that I deserve it, because everybody deserves to be happy, but the matching is what matches you. If it doesn't feel like it fits, if you're uncomfortable, then it doesn't match, and it doesn't have to hurt anybody's feelings that you don't match. Just like there's that piece of not saying I deserve this, it's that this doesn't work for me because it isn't comfortable, right? And then finding the comfortable space.
Perfect.
And the third thing was to really be grateful for myself, because I'd never really paid attention to that before. Like really being grateful that I do offer the world something, but even more, I offer myself something. And I hadn't really thought of that before either. So.
And how has your life then changed after actually being also comfortable, not only with yourself, but also in the pause? What happened then?
Well, the first piece is I'll tell you that I have become much more introverted. Introvert sometimes has a negative connotation, but the way I see it is that instead of being defining myself based on the world around me, I now have learned how to define myself and what I really want, and how to say these really are my dreams. It's not somebody else's idea of my dream, right? So that I think is the most important thing. But I have gained everything that I wanted, actually. Although it's all in the works still, you know, I mean, it's not perfect, because then I descend and I'm not ready to go yet. But I found after letting go of everything, it took me 4 months to find an incredible man who is the most supportive person I've ever met in my life. 3 months later, I was pregnant and, starting a family, and we're living together and happy. And you don't know this, Friedman, but yesterday I got offered a job at a school, so I'm going back into education starting in 2 weeks. So,
well, that's perfect timing. Wow, that's incredible.
Let's do this. Dr. Friedman Chow, Jen, let's take a short break. When we come back, I think that this story is not only incredible and amazing, but it really does talk to how each of us can manifest the lives we desire. When we come back, Jen Friedman, I hope that you will take us on that journey to that realization and how the pause helped get there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping. and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here, Jen, as well. For more information about Dr. Friedman, look at go to his website, cellularwisdom.com. Lots of information over there on how you can schedule your session with him. Jen, Dr. Friedman, we're talking, Jen, about your journey. And one introvert to another, I want to say introverts rock. How do you like that?
Well, I'm new to this, but it seems like it's much more. It's a much more powerful place to come from, I believe.
Yeah, half of the listeners are like, "You got to be kidding me, Pat! Really?" But that's like another show.
Introverts get a bad rap.
We do get a bad rap, but you know, ask my friends. It's like the only way we know where she is when she's on air. Otherwise, we do not hear from her. Mm-hmm. I have to go see Dr. Friedman so I can get some of the help you got here today.
Yeah. I would recommend it.
Totally. Let's talk about, you know, where you are now, what the leg of this journey looks like, and what role did Dr. Friedman play in helping you get there? Because I think sometimes we bring, Friedman on the show, and he talks about a lot of cool things. And people actually don't realize how absolutely amazing his work is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to fathom that you could have everything you want. I mean, that's one of those things, you know, that there's a humbleness that's built into our culture that maybe you, if you try really hard, you can have anything you want, but maybe you don't deserve everything. You know, there's that piece that you shouldn't have too much, right? And
right.
And I think that that's a nice thing that that Dr. Friedman has done, is really gets rid of that belief system that doesn't serve any of us. It really doesn't help.
Well, you know, and I think one of the things that you and I talked in the pause, which I really think is important about the pause with this topic, is that you have really changed your belief systems, and I think you really were able to also clean up your subconscious. I mean, there was so much that you know in some ways was imprinted on you from the past. There were patterns on the subconscious level that really repeated themselves and that probably made you also more look outside of yourself, which, you know, was a part of being the extrovert, and not so much look on the inside. And so, as we said, you know, in the pause with you becoming this teacher for really kids that are in special needs and need special attention, that now you being more an introvert and having all these insights, you are probably much better suited to have this job as you would have been before. And so what that brings up for me is really that the pause is ultimately also already growing into that, what you actually want to realize and manifest. So there's something about the pause that allows you to become that person, and then that, what you want to have, is actually coming to you. And I think you have been the prime example for it, Jen, because you became a person who is loving, loving yourself and appreciating yourself more and honoring yourself more. And then you are bringing a person who honors you, loves you, and appreciates you into your life. And and I think now also with this work, you really become that person who can hold the space for these children and help them. And I think that's exactly what now brought also this work into your lap.
It's given me a lot more patience, too, you know, in terms of being able to be proactive instead of reactive on everything in my life, the giving yourself space to look at yourself, that pause that you're talking about, really makes you a lot less reactive in that stressful place that we all stand right before we take that leap.
Right. We've got somebody calling into the show here. Looks like Aaron is calling in, Dr. Shav. Shall we bring Aaron on?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
All right, let's do it. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
All right, gang's all here.
Hi, Friedman.
Hi, Aaron. Great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Aaron, do you have also something to share about the pause and the power and how you used it and what happened with you?
Well, I would say that for me, the power of the pause has to do with self-love and really being aware of how I'm feeling about myself at the time. And that really directly reflects everything else that's going on in my life. And whether it was in finding lasting love or reconnecting with my family in a way that's much, much healthier, or the creativity in my life and, you know, the jobs I'm pursuing, I feel like when I'm in a really solid place with myself and I'm in my full power, that's when everything else just seems to flow.
And I think with you, it was also something that, you know, you were falling into same patterns over and over again, where you were, I think, also struggling with having these, you know, not happy and healthy relationships and having these experiences with your family that were just repeating themselves and never really feeling coming to a resolution. And you had the dream of better relationships around you, but I think, like you said, what you really discovered in the pause was that the most important thing is, what is a relationship to myself? And how do you think the relationship to yourself, how did that change your life now?
I feel like I've been able to let go of the pains from my past. and what I thought I wanted and who I thought that I was. And I feel like that letting go was a really huge part of being able to realize who I am now as an empowered adult, not as the little wounded girl who it keeps going into these power struggle relationships, but as an empowered woman. So I feel like that letting go has really made a big difference.
And how are your dreams going?
My dreams, they're going well. Yeah. And I can do anything I want to do. I really do. And I have faith and I trust, and I don't let myself go into self-defeating thought patterns. The self-talk exercise is huge, and I share that with other people, just being really aware of how you're feeding your dreams, and whether you're saying, oh, that's too much work, or whether you're saying, no, this is easy.
Wow. Oh, that's it. That's the tip of the day right there, boy. I love that. Aaron, Dr. Friedman, Jen, thank you all for joining us here today, and thank you for sharing your stories. They're truly inspirational. Dr. Friedman, give out your toll-free number and your website again, and thank you all so much for such a fabulous show.
Yeah, and I want to thank Jen and Aaron for calling in and really, really having this courage to be inspirational to others. And I want to just say one thing about what you both said, which is the faith and the belief. And I think that's certainly something that's so powerful about the pause, having this faith and having this belief and really feeding it. And if you are in the place where you're listening too much to others and you're listening to their limitations, really go inside and know that everything is possible. And you heard it from the two that called in, and I experience it personally, and you can make it happen too.
Thank you, Dr. Friedman. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time. Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.